And on Capitol Hill, Democrats were on the offensive today, blaming President Bush's tax cut for pressuring the Social Security and Medicare trust funds. They employed numbers from the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office, which says those trust funds are already being used. Republicans countered by pointing to an economy they say began slowing under the Clinton administration. NPR's Peter Kenyon has a report.
On Wall Street, there was some relatively good news from the manufacturing sector. The latest figures, while not sparkling, did exceed expectations, prompting some hope that the worst is behind that piece of the economy. But no such optimism could be found among members of the Senate Budget Committee. Chairman Kent Conrad, a North Dakota Democrat, called today's hearing to review the Congressional Budget Office's latest report. Conrad said it shows that under current policies, in the next 8 years, the government would spend more than $200 billion in Social Security funds and more than $300 billion in Medicare funds to balance its books.
How did we get into this situation? CBO's report makes it clear that the main reason for the precipitous decline in the projected surplus is the president's tax cut. Including associated interest costs, the tax cut accounts for nearly $1.7 trillion, or more than 74% of the decline in the projected unified surplus over the next decade.
Conrad added that he expects things to get worse before they get better, because the CBO isn't allowed to consider spending that hasn't been signed into law yet. So these figures don't include the president's request for an additional $18 billion in defense funding, or some of his education spending, or the extension of popular tax credits for things like research and development. Ranking Republican Pete Domenici wasn't there to defend the state of the economy. If anything, he took a darker view of the fiscal future.
We are very close to a defined recession. This senator is not one that believes we're going to come out very quickly.
But Domenici's primary argument was the same one the president and his top advisors began making even before Mr. Bush took office, that the slowing economy and the vanishing surplus were not his fault.
As a matter of fact, the slowdown in the United States started 6 months before this president took office. It has continued unabated for 14 solid months. That is a downturn in the economy, approaching a recession.
Iowa Republican Charles Grassley dismissed the hand-wringing and hyperventilating over the CBO report. He argued that the economic doldrums make tax relief and the stimulus it provides more critical than ever. Skeptical Democrats, such as New Jersey's John Corzine, accused the GOP of exaggerating the economic impact of the tax cut, especially the short-term effects of this year's rebate checks.
Let's put it in frank terms, $38 billion in rebates looks like a small pebble in a very large pond when you're looking at the overall size of this economy.
CBO Director Dan Crippen went even further, pointing out that even over the life of the tax cut, the stimulus effect would be marginal. But the question of the day, whether the Bush administration will dip into Social Security or Medicare funds, is fundamentally a question of politics, not economics. Crippen said even if it happens, it will have no effect on future benefits. The real danger, he said, is some years off, when the baby boomers become eligible for the entitlement programs.
To maintain government as we know it today and to fund programs for retirees in the future, we would have to raise taxes or increase borrowing by the equivalent of $800 billion a year in today's dollars. Viewed in this light, there are only two things that make a difference: grow the economy more and or reduce benefits for future retirees.
But as Congress enters the final push of this session, with narrow majorities in both the House and Senate, political considerations are likely to loom every bit as large as economic ones as the spending bills are hammered out. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, the Capitol.